welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
Who apparently eats on mic. But you're good. It's all good. We are on the fifth issue of this Swamp Thing arc, issue 40. If you'd like to go back to our previous episodes covering Swamp Thing, check out our last four that was just released. Also, check out episodes 31 through 38 and 97 through 103. And this one
is interesting.
Is very interesting.
Good call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we start off, and we've got this woman in the grocery store, or supermarket, whatever you want to call it, and she's picking up some feminine products.
I do like this display of knives. Here's good news for housewives. Electroplated nickel silver steak knives. Good job.
Hey, it's good to know that they're, you know, silver plated.
They're also for housewives. Come on.
Yeah, who gives a woman a knife? No.
Sorry, continue.
Horrible misogynistic aside. but she, while she's, you know, reminiscing, we are getting a sort of a history lesson, I guess, on the Penamaqua women. Whenever they were on their period, basically, they were taken to what was called the Red Lodge. The lodge stood upon stilts, and its dark and sullen female power should not taint the earth.
God, this was so, so bad. Like,
but like, you know, oh, you bastard!
Sorry. I get it. It's the way that tribe that people that,
plus that's what makes this story, you know,
yes,
how it works.
It's more anyways, powerful.
So basically, any woman that was on her period would get sent into this lodge.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to stand or lie down. They could only stay crouched until they had passed. They were given food from sticks where nobody touched them. Nobody came near them. They were in this dark, like pitch black, basically room, lodge. So for the whole time that they're, you know, they had their flow, that's what was going on.
It's so terrible.
And terrible. It goes through to talk about how like the anger and the darkness turned into a
like a festering wound kind of thing. Like, yeah, it like, just kind of grew and grew and grew
into this darkness.
Yeah.
That
like that is going on while this lady is through the supermarket. It's like it's the underlining tale,
and it's going through all the different things. Yeah. Like in modern day, like the, you know,
I think the lady's name is Phoebe, I believe.
Sure,
I believe it is.
But because you know she's buying, you know, she's obviously on her period. She's buying her feminine products. She's like there's these advertisements for douches behind her, and all this like ridiculous women. I don't know what would you call that. Everything like here has to do with,
okay, I'm on the right page, sorry.
Like you've got the adult theater thing behind her, or whatever that is, the bookstore.
Yeah,
maybe
it's the adult bookstore.
Basically, everything is casting women in a sort of negative light as
basically,
she's walking through here.
Basically, casting women as objects.
Yeah,
like they're just things that we look at, men look at, and they rule over.
Yeah, and as she's walking by, these dogs are barking at her, and it says, you know. Still talking about the ancient or the, you know, tribe with the lodges and stuff, that their anger turned into anger and darkness turning unreleased, unspoken, its mouth a red wound, its eyes hungry
yeah,
for the moon.
That that plays throughout the whole entire issue. We just keep coming back to that those lines and that phrasing,
yeah,
the entire time. I'm gonna say it now because we're gonna be, if we don't repeat it, just know that
that's
those lines
about
are in there.
We
go to Swamp Thing and Abby and
making out.
Yeah, on top of a rock. Because why the fuck not? I also question Abby's decision to apparently go swimming every day in jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, she's got to chafe something awful.
Fuck yeah, dude.
At least in
jeans?
The jean shorts.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe that's just because they weren't allowed to draw her naked.
Bathing suit. Raw panties.
I'd probably just be swimming naked if I were her. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Either way.
But they're talking about Constantine and about, you know, the stuff that he wants Swamp Thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, she's like, do you have him figured out yet? I don't know. I think he's leading you all over the place with the promise of knowledge, but do you really trust him? And Swamp Thing's like, no.
Love it. Like, he hints at some great threat, some conspiracy that manifests itself in supernatural outburst across the continent, but he is evasive. He plays some deeper game. I do not care to be manipulated. Tomorrow I shall meet him in Kinescook in Maine. After that, I shall follow him no further. And Abby's like, are you sure? I mean, I know I didn't like you leaving me at first, but that was just me being selfish. If you want this knowledge he's offering...
He offers no knowledge that I could not have arrived at by myself. I want...
That's not true.
Well, I mean, that's not...
He wouldn't have found out about transporting if Constantine hadn't told him.
Maybe he might have eventually, though.
Yeah, but how long?
Exactly. But that's why, you know, Constantine's up in the game is because he needs him at his full, you know, potential.
Yeah.
You know, but anyways, basically they're just talking about, you know... then they go into random things, talking about...
life and just being together. We go to Maine, back to Phoebe and her husband Rose, or Rose.
Ross.
Roy. Yep.
Yeah.
And apparently they have friends over, and Roy is being...
a douchebag.
Yeah. So, the friends, they never give them a name. Well, one of them a name. It's a couple. And he says that, I gotta hand it to you, this is sure a swell house you landed here. And you say it's got history? And Roy's like...
Well, you know, it's only Indian history.
Yeah.
It used to be some sort of lodge that stood here where the Indians sent their squaws when they were starting to get cranky around that time of the month. Me, myself, I don't blame them. Ha ha ha. Phoebe knows more about it than me. You read a book, ain't that right, sweetheart?
God damn it. The rage in her face right there.
Yeah.
Like, I do not blame her one bit.
Uh-huh.
Then she asked if they want more coffee, and the one guy says, sure, but no more cookies for Joanie here.
Joanie
here.
She's still trying to get her figure back after that kid, and that was 2 years ago. God, like, these guys are basically just pieces of shit.
Terrible.
So she's, Phoebe goes back into the kitchen, and she's cleaning up, the tea kettle, I think, and, yep. She's staring out the window, yep, and she sees the full moon. And
there's something in her stirring.
Yeah.
It's almost like something is building and wants to get out.
And we leave that there, and we go to Swamp Thing, who's growing his body over there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really do like how they keep making different ways of his body growing. Like,
well, because he's getting better at doing it.
I meant like actual pictures of like going through the progress. Like, this one looks like a freaking hand's just coming out of the ground, and then ends up being a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been probably cooler if it would have actually, like, you know, pulled himself out of the ground.
Oh,
like,
that would be kind of cool.
But
more horrific.
Yeah. But, you know, he's like, I feel a dark beacon pulsing, calling to me.
We go back to Phoebe and Roy, and Roy is coming out. Phoebe's standing out in the middle of the grass.
Just kind of holding herself, yep. Like, almost like she's cold or, you know, something like that.
And Roy's like, where's my dinner? And,
or where's dinner at all? Your dinner was supposed to be ready a half an hour ago.
She's like, I'm not hungry.
Don't want dinner. And he's like, oh, well, is that some new diet fad you saw on TV while I was working? But what about my dinner? And then she's like, just leave me alone. Go away.
I want to beat this guy.
And he's like, oh, I get it. It's PMS, right? As if that were an excuse for everything. I've taken enough of this crap. If you got something to say, if you want an argument, then let's hear it. Well, come on, Phoebe. Just spit it out. And so she kind of does.
Scene, dude, fucking amazing.
She starts choking. And she's like falling down and choking, and she's like, huh, and then she's not actually choking. What ends up coming, this werewolf comes out from her mouth, like, mm-hmm. peels her skin off,
yeah.
and is just standing there.
So it's what's funny is I'm reading this, and I see this scene, and like I said, this scene is beautiful. It's depicted so well.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love it. On, I think it was the Blast Points podcast, they were talking about a movie called The Company of Wolves. Apparently, they just offhandedly mentioned that this scene in that movie, the transformation, was this wolf coming out of the person's mouth. They both were, this was written in 85. I think the movie came out in 85 as well. So I'm like, I watched that scene on YouTube because it's on there. And holy shit, that thing was amazing.
Nice.
Pretty damn similar to this.
That's awesome.
Might have been a little more graphic.
Well, yeah.
But, like, it just, yeah, like, this werewolf of Phoebe comes out of Phoebe.
Yeah. And like, literally leaves her body, like, her skin sac, like, mm-hmm. sitting there, like, just.
Now, I'm wondering, so, the whole body cannot come out of the mouth. Without ripping, like, the mouth open. Well, we see the mouth
kind of. It shows right here how it just keeps spreading. So maybe, like.
Yes, but, I mean, it also kind of shows that the rest of the body looks kind of darkened. Like, it might have actually ripped out of
maybe,
her.
Maybe, yeah.
But just seeing it come out the mouth in the beginning. Like yeah. I said, beautiful imagery.
Oh, absolutely.
Fucking love it. But then we have Roy. Now he's getting scared.
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, he rushes inside.
Phoebe,
says,
I didn't mean any of it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he said he's going to call the police until she breaks down the door. And now he's really apologetic.
Please help me. Oh, God. Somebody, anybody help me. So then he runs into Swamp Thing and then passes out like a little bitch.
And then we have Phoebe, werewolf Phoebe, facing off against Swamp Thing. They communicate through their minds. Like, they have a psychic connection. And, like, he asks...
In my mind, I hear my own voice speaking, saying, I am of the earth. What are you?
And she says, I am woman. Stand not between me and my wrath. And they just kind of stare at each other again.
In her as in me, the elemental energies are strong. We mm-hmm. stare into each other's eyes, and I understand that I do not have the right, the authority to stay her hand. Only the necessity to do so. But it's not my place of power. It is hers.
Yeah, so she grabs Swamp Thing and throws him through the house. And then she grabs Roy, and she is about ready to claw him to pieces. But she stops herself. Like, her humanity wins out from killing her husband. Even though, let's be honest, she had every fucking right to.
Yeah, but she takes her frustrations out on the greenhouse and the car and the mailbox. And then she runs, because it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the night is too small for anything to contain the fury within her.
She runs into town, destroys this bridal shop because it is kind of a like a sign of oppression for a woman.
Yeah, it really is too. Like even the mannequin in the store window doesn't even look happy. It looks depressed. Like
this year's latest bridal gown. Like who cares?
But I like this little split scene right here in the blood where like you've got, you know, Phoebe herself sitting there almost mm-hmm. like just in the darkness and then, you know, walled herself into the darkness so it yeah. doesn't affect her.
Yep. We then go over to the adult bookstore where somebody is apparently
perusing
the library. Yeah.
Hey, this ain't no library. No spying without buying.
He walks up. Then the guy walks up to the cashier. He's like,
this stuff ain't no good anyways. Yeah. You got any other merchandise maybe?
Something out of the back? What kind of stuff are you looking for? You know. I'm looking
for something
unusual.
And then as he says this, a fucking werewolf rips through the store right behind him.
Did you have, by chance, look at some of the titles of this stuff?
Big Mama Jamma.
Screw. Doggy Delight.
Fetish Cinema.
Junior Jailbait.
Oh, Jesus.
Lucy, what was that? Lucy Loose? Yeah. Big Daddy.
Doggy Delight. Yeah, and then I think this one was just going to say fuck. All you get is the UCK on there.
Yep. I got a chuckle out of that one.
Oh, there's one on. Oh, if you look at the front of his stand right there, there's one that says Cafe Flesh.
Post nuke porn?
Don't touch unless you buy.
That does say post nuke porn, right?
Where you say that? Post nuclear porn, like after the apocalypse porn, maybe?
Maybe after nuke face?
Ew. What? Oh.
Yeah, that's a good point. All
right, anyways,
sorry.
Next page,
I'm cutting that
next
part
page.
Out.
We're done. So Swamp Thing comes over and he pets the werewolf under her chin.
The picture does look like that.
Who's a good girl?
But he asks her, let me help you. you must tell me what it is, what you want. She says, I am woman. In his mind.
I seek release from the stifling place that has been built for me. And he says,
I cannot give you that release.
And then give me death, mm-hmm. she says.
So she rushes over to the supermarket, the same one she was at earlier, and she literally throws herself on those steak knives.
Yep.
Ultimately killing herself, obviously. Yeah. Swamp Thing, being the generous guy he is, after she killed herself, threw herself on the knives, she reverts back to her human form. And
with her dying breath,
she says that. He grabs her, takes her outside, and sets her on the ground. And she asks if Roy was all right. And he says yes.
And she says, good, that's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the moon. She's so beautiful. And then that's where she dies.
Later on, we get Swamp Thing, or Constantine meeting up with Swamp Thing. And Swamp Thing's like, I did what you asked me to do. I'm done. I don't care where you want me to go next. I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm done with you.
And then Constantine hands him a piece of paper, you know, while they're talking about this, where he was supposed to be going mm-hmm. next. And, you know, Constantine says, really, fair enough. And, mm-hmm. you know, Swamp Thing's like, wait, you don't appear to be concerned. Why should I be? It's a free world, Chief. You go where you like. We'll see you around. And then he looks at the paper, hands him, and it's Louisiana mm-hmm. anyways.
So we know he's going back home to some trouble.
You bastard.
Uh-huh. And that's where we end the show. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.